This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A memorial to the Sand Creek Massacre has been approved for the state capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee looked into what will happen to the Civil War monument it's replacing.
The statue's official name is On Guard, and for more than a century, he carried out that watch, rifle in hand, from a high plinth outside the state capitol. That is, until he was pulled down one night in June.
We'd heard people saying that complicated monuments might belong in museums, and we thought, let's take him up on that suggestion.
Jason Hansen is the creative director at History Colorado. The soldier now stands on a low plywood riser in a corner of the museum's atrium. It's a bit worse for wear, still smeared with paint from this summer's protests.
So that's a standard operating procedure at a museum here. The story is, as we receive the artifact.
The statue is now surrounded by other people's stories as well, including the words of descendants of victims of the Sand Creek Massacre, which was carried out by some of the same Colorado forces who fought on the side of the Union. Sand Creek looms large even for Native Americans whose ancestors weren't there. Jeffrey Means is a history professor at the University of Wyoming, a member of the Ogallala Sioux tribe, and a Marine Corps veteran.
For this one specifically, especially, yes, it had to come down. I'm sorry, but the United States military has done many wonderful and honorable things. We don't need to pretend that the United States Army never did anything bad.
Some non-Native veterans would like to keep the statue on display after its year at History Colorado expires, perhaps by incorporating it into the Veterans Monument across the street from the Capitol, or sending it to another museum. Flint Whitlock is a veteran who writes about Colorado's military history. He doesn't want to see the good Colorado troops did in the Civil War erased from public memory, but does say the display at History Colorado has made him think about how there are two sides to every story.
Looking at it in that context and having comments and remarks by other people about their feelings about the monument helps me to perhaps understand more of what the monument means and meant.
Whitlock sits on the board of the Veterans Museum in Broomfield. He says if the state doesn't find anywhere else for the soldier monument, he'd like to bring it there. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.